And Commander Oxford, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be here.
Thank you. And let's talk about the American Legion. Of course, we have a lot of association with the American Legion here at the station. Of course, the big story that came across recently is the canceling of the baseball program, but the Legion has responded to COVID-19 in more ways than that.
Absolutely the case. We unfortunately had to cancel our children and youth programs this year, and it was over concern for our participants. If we think about these young people who participate in our baseball programs, our oratorical contest, our boys state, boys nation, girls state, girls nation, those kind of events would unnecessarily expose some of those participants to some of the ills associated with the coronavirus.
Yeah, on the plus side, you're also extending outreach to your membership into the community on the COVID-19 and dealing with the pandemic.
That's true. We are encouraging posts to close and follow the rules and regulations set up by the Center for Disease Control, the governments, and our state governments. So as those posts close and that personal contact is being eliminated, we still have reached out and tried to do things like teleconferencing using Zoom or Skype or FaceTime or other virtual means to maintain contact with our veterans. To extend that a little bit, Bill, one of the things we're doing is a program called Buddy Check, using the phones to contact veterans. We're asking veterans in our post to reach out to other veterans to check on them, let them know we still care, let them know that we're interested in their welfare. And some of those things develop into other things that we're able to do. If we find somebody that has an issue, we're able to provide help and assistance. We reach out and have made trips to the grocery store. We've picked up medical prescriptions from pharmacies. We've let veterans run errands just so they can practice their own social distancing. But those are the kind of things that we've been able to reach out and been able to do.
And the membership of the American Legion, a good part of it, is going to be more susceptible to the virus. So is it also hitting them economically as well?
Well, you know it is, Bill. As we consider the people who are more prone to the coronavirus, veterans with, and this is the case with Legionnaires, a lot of our members are elderly. They've had wounds from wars. They're facing chronic illnesses like diabetes and like some other things, like some mental health issues from PTSD. But those are the kind of things that do provide a special burden on veterans.
Before we go any further, we mentioned some of the mental. This is a distressing time. Is there a hotline number that veterans can call if they need some counseling and some help?
There is, Bill. That crisis line is 1-800-273-8255, and that is a crisis line available to a veteran if he's in a crisis situation. But it's also available if there's a friend, neighbor, family member that would like to get some help for somebody. They can also use that number. But it is a crisis line established by the Veterans Affairs, and that number, once again, 1-800-273-8255.
And if we want to go check up on the Legion online, the website is?
That Legion website on the World Wide Web is legion.org, or there's a Department of Ohio website, or you can check your local Legion post. They're probably closed, but somebody should be there to answer the phone or return a phone call. But legion.org on the World Wide Web, or your Department of Ohio website, or your local Legion post.
Now, one of the things that is very closely associated with the Legion is the GI Bill, and one of the benefits of the GI Bill is helping to pay for your education. Unfortunately, A lot of schools have closed or limited their services, and is the Legion working to assist veterans with that?
Well, it is, Bill. What? And just for information purposes, the American Legion was instrumental in creating the original GI Bill. In 1944, past National Commander Harry Clomery wrote the original GI Bill and introduced it to Congress. But when we think about our current situation, there are many schools out there who are closed and have stopped providing classes. We continue to encourage online participation, but when we think about veterans receiving benefits from the GI Bill, we need Congress to don't stop continue funding those benefits. Those veterans, they're still facing living expenses, rent, food, those kinds of things. So we are encouraging Congress to continue funding those benefits.
And is that the extent that the Legion gets involved in elections, making sure that you identify people who are supporting veterans' issues?
Well, it's the American Legion is never endorsed a political candidate or a party. Our Constitution prohibits. But as we think about the political season coming up, we encourage Legionnaires to study the issues and vote.
So the Legion gives guidance on what issues are important and any upcoming possible legislation and things like that.
Well, we emphasize and point to the issues that do affect veterans. That's who we are, and what we do is worry about veterans' issues. So as we move into that season, we just encourage veterans to study and become knowledgeable on the issues that affect them and veterans.
And we've already touched on the coronavirus effects. We've touched on the GI Bill. Any other issues that the veterans are looking at today, issues with the VA or issues really with anything right now?
Well, I was fortunate enough to participate on a conference call yesterday with the Secretary, Wilkie, and we are impressed with the way the VA is handling those kinds of issues. They continue to do the right thing. They've tested over 40,000 veterans for the COVID virus, and they continue to treat and realize that the veterans, as exposed to this COVID-19, they do have chronic illnesses. They have wounds. They do have the exposure from toxic chemicals. So those things all affect the treatment and the ability of veterans to recover from this coronavirus. The curve is flattening, so there is hope. So as we move into the next time frame, we do expect the Veterans Administration to continue to provide the help and support for America's veterans.
Now, are a lot of posts right now closed? Because I guess it depends on the locality, or is it a nationwide closure?
Well, I think most of the Legion posts are closed. The social distancing and critical businesses. We don't really look at the American Legion post as a critical business, but most of the Legion posts are closed. But we continue to emphasize the buddy checks and the teleconferencing aspects of maintaining contact with our veterans.
So the post may be closed, but the American Legion service to veterans continues and will continue. And once all of this is in the past, the Legion will continue to play a large part in the lives of veterans.
Absolutely. We that's who we are, and what we do is look out for America's veterans. So when we're through this national pandemic, the Legion will be alive and well and more than willing and able to provide help and assistance as far as claims, providing the comradeship, the relationships we have with our members and our America's veterans.
I have to say, this is the first time I've spoken with a national commander who hasn't been about to get on a plane and travel overseas. That's kind of cut back, but that's something else. The international outreach will also come back.
It certainly will. I was grounded on the 15th of March, and I've been home since then. But as soon as we are able, we'll be back on the road in the air, visiting with Post and Legionnaires across the world. We were able to do our Far East tour this past November, December, but since the 15th of March, we have been grounded and still doing a lot of phone calls, teleconferencing, Zoom, Skype, and those kinds of things daily to maintain contact.
And one more time, the number for the crisis hotline and the website for the Legion.
That crisis hotline, 1-800-273-8255, and on the World Wide Web, legion.org, or your local Legion post.
And with that, I will say, first thing off, thank you for what the Legion does for our veterans. And Commander Oxford, thank you for joining us today.
Certainly my privilege. Thank you for the invitation.